Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Vav, and we will begin on Daf Pei Hei Amid Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amid. Our Mishnah, as the other Mishnayis and Sugyas of our Perek, continues to discuss the situation where somebody is Chayiv Chenek. And the next case that the Mishnah discussed at the beginning of the Perek was somebody who kidnaps somebody else. Says the Mishnah, Goynef Nefesh Mi Yisrael, if somebody kidnaps another Jew, Ein Chayiv, he's not Chayiv Chenek, Ad Sheyechnisenu L'Rishusoy. The Torah uses the words, V'goynef Ish U'mecharoy, V'nimtze B'yodoy Mois Yumos. So the Torah is teaching us that you're only Chayiv for kidnapping when afterwards you sold the person you kidnapped, Chas V'Sholem, and then the Torah says there's a Chayiv Chenek. Yehuda actually says there's another requirement, and we also have to have that he actually made use of the person whom he kidnapped. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'amaboy u'mecharoy, that he made use of the person and then he sold him. The Rishonim already discuss when our Mishnah says that he sold him, what type of kinyan is required that it should be considered u'mecharoy. Do we compare it? Because we really don't have a precedent, they explain, in the Torah for selling another Jew. So what type of mechira are we referring to? Rashi seems to learn that it's a mechira like the mechira of karkas. Whatever is considered a valid kinyan for karka would be considered a valid kinyan for this. However, it seems that other Rishonim compare it not to the kinyan of karka, but to the kinyan of metalkalin. Furthermore, I saw that the Minchas Chinuch discusses that we've discussed that there are kinyanim that are midaraisa, valid kinyanim, and then there are kinyanim that are valid midrabonim. However, the halacha is that even a kinyan which is only a valid kinyan midrabonon works midaraisa. And the reason that a kinyan that is only a kinyan derabonon is valid to affect a kinyan deraisa is because all kinyanim are only a kinyan work because of hefker bezdin hefker. And therefore asks the Minchas Chinuch, will a kinyan which is only a valid kinyan midrabanan be effective here? For we can argue, says the Minchas Chinuch, that only as far as dinei mamnis are concerned do we apply the concept of hefka bezder hefken. But when we're not referring to hefka bezden hefker, here it's a question of dinei mamnis, and therefore perhaps it should be different. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah further, Hagonif is benoy, as somebody kidnaps his own son. Rabbi Shmuel benoy Shabbi Yochan Broikim Chayef, he says that he's Chayef for such an act of kidnapping, Bechoma Poitrim. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, God na Misha Chetzi Evid Chetzi Ben Chayrim, if the person who was stole was Chetzi Evid and Chetzi Ben Chayrim, Rabbi Huda Mechayev, Yehuda says that's considered an act of Geneva, Bechoma Poitrim, and the Gemara will explain the basis of their Machloikus. Ask the Gemara, the Tana Kama loy bayi imur. Will the Tana Kama not require that the kidnapper make use of his victim in order to be chayiv for going of nefashis? But the Torah says clearly this amar boy. So how can the Tana Kama not require imur? Answers the Gemara, Amar of Achbarei de Rava. Everybody certainly agrees that there has to be Imur. The question is, Imur pachs mishar prutik menayu. The question is, if the Imur that was done was not worth a shava pruta. According to the Tanakhama, even an Imur which is less than a shava pruta is considered a valid Imur, and somebody will be considered having done this Amarbon by under those circumstances. Whereas according to Yehuda, it's not considered a valid Imur unless it was a shava pruta. Says the Gemara, by Rabbi Yirmiyah, Ganva Mokro Yoshin Mahu. If somebody kidnapped somebody else and he kidnapped him while he was still asleep, what is the halacha? Or Mach Ishal Ibra Mahu. If somebody sold a pregnant woman, but didn't sell the woman, she sold her baby, what would be the halacha? Yesh derech imu v'kach. Now that we established that everybody agrees that in order to be chayiv, you have to have imur, the question is a person while he's sleeping and he didn't recognize that he was being used, is that still considered imur, that he violated the halacha, he violated what the Torah says, v'samabai, or not? Yesh derech imu v'kach, or ein derech imu v'kach. Ask the Gemara, instead of asking that question, but typically the leki imur klal, that there is no imur at all. When you are using a kidnapped woman, the kidnapped woman doesn't. It's the woman that's being used, and not the child, and therefore it's not considered imur in the woman. And as the Rishash points out, even though we learned earlier in our Masechta that the halacha is that imur, that we learned earlier in the Masechta that when one, for example, has relations with a woman who's pregnant, it's not only the woman who's pregnant that's participating, it's the fetus also. That is actually true, says the Rishash. But that is only in a situation, points out the Rishash, where the child is participating. Here, where the issue is that you're making use of the victim, the pregnant woman that's doing whatever she's doing, the fact that she's pregnant doesn't play a role, and the fetus doesn't add anything in any work that she's doing for you, and therefore ask the Gemara, where is the imur here? Similarly, when the victim is sleeping, he doesn't participate, certainly not in a knowing fashion, in anything that's happening here. So how could there be any question if it's derech imur b'kach or ain't derech imur b'kach? There is no imur at all. But typically, ask the Gemara, the like the imur klal, that there is no imur taking place here altogether. Answers the Gemara, there is a possibility of having imur. Like Tzricha Yoshin, it's referring to a situation, the Zogalayu, that the person leaned on the sleeping individual, so he did have benefit from this person who was sleeping. Isha, by the pregnant woman, the Okma Bapazika, there was a big wind, and he put this woman to stand in front of him to protect him from the wind. And the fact that the woman is pregnant and she's carrying a child made her larger. And because she's larger, she serves as more of a protection against the wind. So now we've established how we are having use from the sleeping individual or from the woman who's pregnant, particularly from the fact that she's pregnant. And now the Gemara goes back to its original question, derech imur b'kach, ain't derech imur b'kach? Is this considered a legitimate way of accomplishing imur or not? My, what is the halacha? And the Gemara remains with a teiku on this question. Continues the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. The pasuk says, ki matzi ish goinev nefesh mi'echov, ein li ela ish goinev. This pasuk would only teach us that if a man is the one who did the kidnapping, ish minayim, for we don't know the halacha is the same if it's the woman who's a kidnapper, Tam Leimer, because the Torah uses the words of goin of ish, without saying ish ki yignoif, any jest that there was any kidnapping. So we see from here that even if a woman kidnaps, she's considered a goin of nefesh. However, continues the Braisa, only el ish, from this I would only know the halacha if a male stole, kidnapped, bein ish or bein ish, whether he kidnapped a female or a male. Similarly, I would know the ish, isha shigon of ish, if a woman kidnapped a man, isha shigon the isha menayim. How do we know that the same halacha applies when a female kidnaps a female? And explains Rashi the Gemara's question. Since the pasuk says that a man who kidnaps, as we said before, ish shagonaf, a man who kidnaps, so we see it makes no difference what gender the person who stole, who was kidnapped, was. But the pasuk that speaks about the goynif, that we said that from here we see that even a woman who is a kidnapper is chayif, speaks about a goynif ish, that the victim was a male. So therefore, legitimately ask the Gemara, how do we know that the halacha will be the same if the victim is a female? Tamaloymer says the pasuk umeis agonav ahu become makim. If a person is a goynif nefesh, it makes no difference who the victim was. He's chayiv mises chenek. Continues the Gemara, another brisa. Tani idach ki motze ish goynif nefesh miachav. Echad a goynif is a ish. Vechad goynif is a isha. It makes no difference if the victim is a man or a woman. Vechad ger vechad echad meshuchar. Similarly, if he's a ger or eved meshuchar or a cotton, in all cases he's chayiv for geneva. Continues the brisa. Gonvoy v'loy. If he stole him, if he kidnapped him, they didn't yet sell him, or machroi, or he sold him for dying yeshnei b'rishusoi, but the victim is still in his own domain. And we have here a machloikus rishonim, how to understand what a dying yeshnei b'rishusoi means. Rashi and the Rambam say it's referring to a situation where the victim was never removed from his own property. The Ramban says that's referring to a situation that he was brought to the kidnapper's domain, but he was sold, but he was never taken out of the kidnapper's possession. Dor Sameach gives a different shot. He says that before the kidnapper was taken to court for trial for kidnapping this victim, before all of that happened, the victim was already brought back to his own rishus, and that the halach is that it's not considered a goyin of nefesh if he was brought back before that occurred. Potter, in all these situations, it's not considered a situation of goyin of nefesh. Continues the brisa. Machra la'aviv o la'achiv. If the kidnapper sold the victim to the victim's fathers or brothers, or la'echem min akroivim, or to any of the other relatives, chayiv. Still, the kidnapper is chayiv for goynev nefesh. Hagoynev savodim. If somebody kidnaps a slave, says the brisa, that he's potter for goynev nefesh. Says the Gemara, Tani Tana kamed Rav Sheshes. The Tana, as he was learning braces in front of Rav Sheshes, Amalei, and he said, Rav Sheshes said to him, Ani Shaina, I learned in a braisa, the Rav Shimon Omer, mi echav, atchiyat enem rishus echav. That a person is not considered a goyin of nefesh unless he takes the victim out of the domain of his relatives. And if he just sold that armor, then therefore he asked him, you're suggesting that if he sold him to his father, Machr la'aviv la'achiv, that he's chayiv, that armor chayiv? So how do we reconcile these two versions? Here he's saying that if he's by his father or the brothers, it's not considered an act of goyin of nefesh. And here it says it is considered an act of goyin of nefesh. Says the Gemara, because of this question, Tani Potter, we have to revise the original Braisa and therefore learn that Machr el-Aviv el-Achiv el-Echim en-Akroivim is Potter. The Paiskim discuss who are considered relatives that he will be considered Potter, and the Paiskim suggests that any relative for which one sits Shiva, it's such a close relative that one still sits Shiva, that is considered enough of a close relative that it will not be considered a goynif nefesh. Ask the Gemara, why did you have to revise the version of the original braisa that we learned? My kasha, Dilma, maybe we should say, Harab Shimon, the second braisa represents the opinion of Shimon, who indeed holds that if sold it to a close relative, he's potter. But the first braisa will represent the opinion of the Rabbanon, who will not hold that just because you sold it to one of these relatives that you potter. And therefore there's no need to revise the version of the Braisa. Answers the Gemara, Loisakadaitach. It's difficult to say that the first Braisa represents the opinion of the Rabbanon and not Reb Shimon. Dom Rabbi Yochanan, for Rabbi Yochanan said, Stam Misnisan, whenever in Shas we have a Stam Mishnah, an anonymous Mishnah, without telling us who the author is, we say that the author is Rameya. Stam Tosefta, we have a Tosefta without an anonymous Tosefta, we say it's Rav Nechemya. Stam Sifra, the Brises that explains Sefer VeYikra, we say the author is Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Sifri are the Brises that explain Bamidbar and Devarim are Rav Shimon. And the Mefarshim say Sifra is Lashon Yochid because it only speaks about the Brises of one Sefer, Sefer VeYikra. Sifri, on the other hand, is stated B'Lashon Rabim because it explains the Brises of two Svarim, Bamidbar and Devarim. For Kula Livud Rav Akiva, and all of these Brises are based on the opinion of the Rav Akiva. So now the Gemara says, since the original Brise that we learned represented was a Stam Brisa, and we just said that all Stam Brises represent the opinion of that all Stam Brises represent the opinion of Rav Shimon. So to try to explain that Brisa follows the opinion of Rav Shimon is the opinion of the Rabbanan is difficult, given that it's a Stam Brisa. It's interesting to note that Tver Shloimeh points this out, that here we have all of these anonymous Brises, and the Gemara says that all of the anonymous Brises follow the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Why was Rabbi Kiva worthy that all Stam Brises should follow specifically his opinion? So Tver Shloimeh says that the Gemara says, Ein divrei Torah miskaimim El b'mi shememis atzmolel. Only someone who's ready to be moisa nefesh on behalf of Torah, he is the person that will have the schus to be marbit Torah. And we know how much Rabbi Kiva was prepared to be moisa nefesh for Torah. That's why he was zoicha, as our Gemara so indicates, that all the brises, the Stam brises, should follow his opinion. Furthermore, the Mefarshim use this Gemara to discuss another question. We know that the halacha is that if you say something over in the name of somebody who said it, the lips of the person who said this halacha, so to speak, live on in his grave. So here we see that this rule seemingly even applies in a situation where the person's name is not mentioned. Because here we see that we have all these Stam Mishnayis and Brises without mentioning the name of the author. So we see that Svasov Dovvois Bekever applies even when the name is not mentioned. Although there are Mefarshim that do suggest that it's not specifically true, it's only as our Gemara says, since our Gemara established that all these Stam Mishnayis and Brises follow these authors, and it's well known that so is the halacha, that's why the halacha is that we don't have to, they can be mentioned anonymously. But if we don't know who the author is, it wouldn't have Svasov Dovvois Bekever unless the name is specifically mentioned. In fact, it goes back to a much more fundamental question, and the fundamental question is what is the appropriate thing to do? Is it better to mention and write one's name in a sefer, or is it better not to write one's name in a sefer? Some say it's better one should write his forum anonymously, that he shouldn't get any covered and schar in this world. Others say, especially if we're learning that as a concept of Sfas of Dovvois Bekever, when we don't know who wrote the Sefer, so we want the name to be mentioned. And furthermore, by knowing who wrote the Sefer, specifically a Halacha Sefer, it could have more of a value. Says the Gemara, Hagoyne Benoy, if somebody steals his own son, we had Rabbi Yishmael says he's Chayiv, the Rabbanan say he's Potter. My time with the Rabbanan, Om Rabbi, the Omakra, the Pasuk says, Ki Yimotzi. Prat Lamotzi. You're not Chayiv when the person you stole is somebody who is accessible to you. And this person is accessible to you. Om Rapapa Labayo, Elamata. If we're saying that whenever the Torah used the word Ki Yimotzi, it means somebody who is accessible. The Torah speaks about the Isser of adultery. It says, Kimatzi ish shoychivim isha b'ulas bal. Hochanami, where we argue that it means Kimatzi prat lemotzui, only somebody who's accessible. If so, asked the Gemara, Kigancha beis ploini. Beis ploini, as Rashi explains, was a house where there were was a home where there were a number of couples, married couples, who lived together. And as Rashi explains, the Gemara doesn't mention the names of the people who lived in that house, for even though they did not expressly violate any Yisurim, even the Yichud they were careful not to violate, still it's an inappropriate way of living that a number of married couples should live together in one home, and that's why the Gemara didn't want to mention their name. But if we're saying, ask the Gemara, that whenever the Torah uses the word kimotzei, it means people who are there ready, this din will not apply. So ask the Gemara, if so, the Gansha Beis Ploni, the Shechichin Gabayu, where all the women, where all these people are there ready, are we going to say, Hachanami the Ptiri, that they're not considered in a situation of Eishes Ish? So we're back to where we started. How do we know that if somebody is accessible, like a son, there is no Isser of kidnapping? Amalei, the basis of my ruling is not from the words kiyamotze, rather from the extra words of v'nimtza b'yodin. Omer, Rava, so says Rava based on this psak, Hilchach, hani mikri dardiki, or masni rabbonim, these people who teach Talmidim, and the Talmidim are always near them, the halacha will be they're going to be considered like they're accessible to them, and since they're considered accessible to them, the halacha will be p'tiri, the potter from going of nefesh. And in fact, the Al-Sheikh says this is how we could understand why the brothers, when Yehuda said to his brothers when they kidnapped Yosef, he said to him, L'chu v'nim k'renu l'yishma'elim v'yudeinu al-tiboy k'achinu b'sereinuhu. Why did he want to say, what was Yehuda trying to say, k'achinu b'sereinuhu? If anything, k'achinu b'sereinuhu should be a reason that they should not want to sell him. And here, he's saying, k'achinu b'sereinuhu. What Yehuda was saying, says the Al-Sheikh, that since he's our brother, and our Gemara says that a brother, there's no chiv of going of nefesh, so he's saying kachina b'sereinuhu, we don't have to worry about the isser of going of nefesh, because there is no isser of going of nefesh by a brother. Another teretz that I saw that the Mefarshim say, that that's why they first threw Yosef into the bar. Once they threw Yosef into the bar, so he became Hefker. And as we learned at the beginning of the Shir, if he's not in your own Rishus, if you never took the guy, if you never took the victim into your own Rishus, there is no Chiyiv of Goynif Nefesh. Says the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah, a Machloikis. What would be the halacha if somebody stole somebody who is a chetzia eved and a chetzia ben chayrim? Ganav misha chetzia eved chetzia ben chayrim. So we have machloikis, where Yehuda says he's chayiv, and Rabbanan say he's potter. So the Gemara explains the machloikis of Yehuda and Rabbanan. Tanan hosam, we learned in a Mishnah in Masecht of Kama. We know that if somebody attacks someone else, the halacha is that he's chayiv nezek tsar, Ripui, Sheves, and Boishes. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hosam, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Lavodim Boishes. There is no Boishes payment by Avodim. Ask the Gemara, My Tamid Rabbi Yehuda, what is the reasoning from Rabbi Yehuda? Answers the Gemara, the Pasuk that teaches us the Halachas of Boishes says, Omakra ki notzu anoshim yachtav ish v'ach echav. Teaches us Yotze Eved, it comes to exclude an Eved She'en Le'achva. I saw a number of Pshatim, and what Pshat She'en Le'achva. One pshat she'en lo akfa means that an eved knani, as we're discussing, by definition is like a gershon is gayer katan shenoy ladami, and therefore halachically he has no brothers. Another pshat that I saw is that all the children that are born to him are not halachically considered his children, and therefore since they're not considered his children, that's why he's considered ein lo akfa. Another pshat is that since this Eved Kanani is only allowed to marry his own, is only allowed to marry a shivcha, he can't marry any other Jewish woman, he's considered like an individual, she'en loy achva. Rabbanan who say that Eved Kanani is subject to Boish's payment. Why? Because achav hu b'mitzvahs. He's considered his brother regarding certain mitzvahs, since he's mechuyev b'mitzvahs. We know that Eved Kanani is mechuyev b'mitzvahs ki'isha, like a woman. We learn gzeir shavu law, and therefore, according to Rabbanon, there is Boish's payment to Eved Kanani for hacha. And when it comes to kidnapping, the Gemara says we have a similar machlokes. Heichi darsha b'Yehuda. The pasuk says, that Echav comes to teach us that Avodim are not subject to the din of Goyim Nefeshes. B'nei Yisrael, the Pasuk says B'nei Yisrael, what does that come to exclude? Mishachetzi Evav Chetzi Mechayrim, that he too is not subject to the halachas of Goyim Nefeshes. But the Torah doesn't just use the words B'nai Yisrael. The Torah uses the words Mi B'nai Yisrael to teach us L'mute Misha Chetzi Eva Chetzi Mecharim. This Chetzi Eva Chetzi Mecharim, he too, he will not be, he's not subject to the din of Goyim Nefeshes. But it says the Gemara, since we have now two psukim that teach us the same halacha, so it becomes a that Chetzi Eva Chetzi Mecharim is excluded from the din of Goyim of Nefashis. So we have now a situation of a Mir Achamir, and throughout Shas we know the rule is that Mir Achamir El Rabbis. And that's why according to Rabbi Yehuda, Eved is excluded from the Loch of Goyim of Nefashis, but not a Chetzi Eved and Chetzi Mecharim. Says the Gemara, the Rabbanan however disagree. For the Rabbanan hold me Echov, Lafuki Avodim Lemashmalahu. They don't agree that Avodim are excluded from the word Me'echov. Why? For as the Rabbanan said before, they considered Avodim Achiv Hu B'mitzvahs. That together with us, the Mechuyev B'mitzvahs. B'nei Yisrael. So we have one pasuk saying B'nei Yisrael, and another pasuk says B'nei Yisrael. One is coming to Imad Levit, that even though conceptually they ought to be Chayiv for Goyim Nefashis when one steals an Eved, the pasuk says B'nei Yisrael to exclude them. And Mibnei Yisrael, the extra mem, comes to Mimad, Misha Chetzi Eved, V'Chetzi Ben Chayim. However, Moshe asks an interesting question, the Igros Moshe. He points out that all Avodim are the property of their owners. So why could we suggest that if somebody steals somebody else's Eved, he should be Potter? Isn't that considered like I stole the property of somebody else, that certainly I should be chayiv? Answers Ramosh that the Eved that we're referring to here is referring to an Eved whose owner was mafkehim, or an Eved that is going free with shame v'ayin. But as we learned the Masech to Gittin, an Eved doesn't go completely free until a shtar shichur is also written to him. And that's the situation here, where he's ready technically free, but he doesn't have the shtar shichur, and that Eved is the subject of our Gemara, is he chayiv for Goyim Nefashis or not? Says the Gemara, as Harol Goyim Nefesh Minayin, we've learned the Oynish, the punishment for Goyim Nefesh, the Chiyuv Chenek. But we know that every lav in the Torah carries with it both an Oynish and an Azhara. And therefore ask the Gemara, as Harol Goyim Nefesh Minayin, what's the pasuk that teaches us that one may not kidnap somebody else? Rabbi Shyamer, we learn it from the words like signaiv, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Milayimam Chru Memkeres Oved. Says the Marvel like Pligi, Mal Kachoshev Lav de Geneva. The first man, Amar Rabbi, is speaking about the Isser Geneva that applies when one kidnaps somebody else, or Mal Kachoshev Lav de Mechira, this serves selling the kidnapped victim. Tanah Bonim. Says the Gemara, Leisignav. The pasuk of Leisignav in the Seiros Adibrais, the Goynev Nefashos Akash Medaber. The pasuk is referring to the Adin of stealing, of kidnapping someone else. Ask the Braisa, at the Oim Begoynev Nefashos, Oyen El Begoynev Mammon. Who says that the pasuk is referring to kidnapping? Perhaps it's referring to stealing? Amrit. So answers the Braisa. We know that, as we say every morning, the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel, there are 13 ways that the Torah is understood. And one of the ways it's understood is through a Dover HaLamed Binyonai. We have to look in the context of the rest of the Psukim around the Pasuk in question. All the other Psukim in that Parasha are referring to Nefashis, to God of Nefashis. To Indian of Nefashis speaks about murder, speaks about adultery. So therefore, like signal that the Torah speaks about too is referring to kidnapping. Afkan bin Nefashis that carries with it din Nefashis Mises Chenek. Tanya Idach, another Braisa, Lois Signoivu, the Pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim that says Lois Signoivu, says the Braisa, the Goyin of Mammon HaKos Medaber. That Pasuk is referring to a situation of stealing money. Ask the Gemara, perhaps the Goyin of Nefashis, maybe that Pasuk is referring to kidnapping. Amrit, again, answers the Braisa, Say Lamad Meshloisha Samidris Atari the Dresser Behen. Dova Alamim Ben Yonon. Let's look at the context of the Psukim. The other psukim they are speaking about cheating and robbing, so they're all referring to situation of mammon af kam b'mammon. So Mefarshim explained, it's interesting to point out that the pasuk in the Seiros Adibrais that speaks about kidnapping speaks about loshin loisignoi b'loshin yochid. The pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim that speaks about going of b'mammon says loisignoi vu b'loshin rabim, to teach us that a goyin of nefesh, some of Farshim want to suggest, is only chayiv misa if he acts alone. But when it comes to goyin of mammon, it doesn't make a difference if it's a sole perpetrator or a group. But then the Mefarshim asked the question that our Gemara is teaching us, that there's an isser geneva. There's an isser geneva when one steals somebody else, not gezeila. And we know throughout Shas that the difference between Geneva and Gezela is Geneva is Shloimi Das Balim, that the owners are not aware of the Geneva, and Gezela is. So the question is, how can we ever have a situation of Goynev Nefashis where the owners aren't aware? A person is always aware if he's being stolen. So one pshat I saw is that the Torah is speaking about the kidnapping of a child without the father's knowledge. So the child doesn't have his own das, and if his father's not aware, it's considered a situation of goyim nefashis, or it's referring to a situation like we spoke before, that the victim was asleep, and since the victim was asleep, he wasn't aware of what was happening. But then I saw that the Mefarshim asked that we know that the Torah in Parashas Mishpatim says that Umar Roy Oizen, that if the Ivri decides that he wants to stay for more than the 6 years with his owner, that you have to bore a hole in his ear. And Rashi quotes the Gemara Masechet Kedushin, Umar Roy Oizen Li Rotzen Mikol Shaar Avarim Shbeguf. Why specifically is the hole drilled in the ear? Says Oizen Zeh Sheshomer Al Har Sinai Lo Signov. If he heard on Har Sinai Lo Signov, the Holoch Veganov, and he stole Tirotza. But ask the Mefarshim that we've just explained that the Lo Signov that they heard on Har Sinai, that the Lo Signov of the Seiros Adibrais doesn't refer to Goyin of Mammon. It refers to Goyin of Nefashis. So the question comes back: Oizen Zeh Sheshomer Al Har Sinai Lo Signov. It's talking about God of Nefashis, but a person who sold into as an Eved Ivri stole money. So I saw a beautiful teretz. This person, this Eved Ivri, who after 6 years says, "Ahafti es adonias ifshti loyetze chavshi," he is a God of Nefesh. You know whose Nefesh he's stealing? He's stealing his own Nefesh. That his Nefesh that should be free and not be an Eved to any individual, but just be an Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Now by voluntarily accepting that he wants to remain an Eved Ivri, he's a goyin of nefesh, his own nefesh, that he wants to stay an Eved and not go out free to serve Hashem. Itma, says the Gemara, Eidi Geneva ve'Eidi Mechira b'nefesh shehozmo. We know that Eidim have to become Eidim Zomim, can become Eidim Zomimim. Here we have two separate pairs of Eidim. One pair came and said that there was that the, this individual kidnapped the victim, and another pair come and say that he sold the victim. And then both of these pairs became Eidim Zomimim. Chizki Amar, so Chizki's opinion is, Ein Arogim. They're not executed under such a circumstance. Rabbi Yochanan, however, says, Narogim, they are executed. Says the Gemara, what is the basis of the machlokes between Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan? Chizkiya, Dama Rabbi Akiva. Chizkiya holds like Rabbi Akiva, Dama Dover, V'lechatzi Dover, comes to teach us that even a chatzi, that are only a whole statement, a whole testimony, is considered a valid statement, not a half a statement. And here each one of them is only saying a half a statement. One is speaking about the Geneva, and one is speaking about the Mechira. Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, however, is Dover v'afil chatzi Dover, that even saying a half a testimony is considered a valid testimony. We find in the Machloikas of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan regarding Eidus Chazaka. We learned in the Masechta of Basra that a chazok is established by somebody being on a property for 3 years. And the question there was, if there are three different peers to the 3 years, are they considered valid edus or not? Rabbi Kiva says, Dover, v'loi chatzi Dover, and Rabbanan hold, Dover, v'afil chatzi Dover. And here too, the Edom that's speaking about the Geneva, not the same Edom that's speaking about the Mechira. According to Rabbi Kiva, according to Chizkiya, only if there's one peer that speaks both about the Geneva and the Mechira, will they be considered valid Edis. According to the Rabbanon, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it will not. They have to say that even half of testimony is considered a valid testimony. Actually, the Rishonim ask, if that's the basis of the machloikis, so why did the Gemara have to speak about a case of Eidim Zomimim? The Gemara could have said the same regarding Stam, the question, if two different pairs of Eidim can combine. So I saw a number of turrets, and one turret says that this explanation is actually going to be refuted in Amud Beis. So the Gemara chose this refutation. The Gemara chose a different question. The Gemara could have indeed asked the question that we just mentioned. Another teretz that I saw is that the Gemara is showing how far Rabbi Yochanan follows this through, that even Edom can become Edom Zomimim by each speaking about a different aspect, one speaking about the Geneva and one speaking about the Mechira, and they will all be Neharogim. Mefarshim say, the why does the Torah go out of the way to say that a Chatzi Dover is not considered a valid Edis? Because the Torah says, Medvar Sheker Tirchok. And the Torah, by saying Midvah Sheker Tirchak, is teaching us that not only is a whole lie prohibited, but even Midvah Sheker, even a partial lie, is considered inappropriate. And in fact, that's what we learn in Pirkei Avos. Rav Shimon Shotach said, V'avizor b'dverecha shmitoichem yimudu l'shaker. What's pshat? Somebody is going to learn to lie from your words. The pshat, Seidim Farshim, pshat is that a person has to be careful to say the whole truth, because anything that's not the whole truth can be misconstrued and will be fallen to Chatzi Dover. However, says Chizkiya, Omay de Chizkiya, Be'edis Achroinim Aben Zoyra Meir Shehuzma. As we learned when we learned the Sugis Aben Zoyra Meir, that the halacha is that the Ben Zoyra Meir actually says there are two steps. First, there are Edom that come and say that he stole and bought wine and meat, and he gets Malkus. And then when the second pair comes, he's put to death. Here, agrees Chizkiya that the second pair, if they turn out to be Edom Zomimim, are Neharogim. Why? Since the first pair could say that all we came to do was Lahalkoi Sebanu, the entire purpose of our testimony was only to give him Malkus, Vani Achrini. So therefore, the second pair are the ones that are kuli dover ka'avdele, that are creating the entire chi of misa, and therefore they will be, if they turn out to be eidim zomim, they will be put to death. Maskel or Rapapa asked Rapapa, ihachi, if so, eidim mechira nami liktele, why when we have two pairs of eidim? The first pair saying that it was, that they witnessed the geneva, and the second pair saying that they witnessed the mechira, why can't we say, since the first pair of Edom could say, all we came for was la kaisabanu, the entire purpose of our testimony was that the kidnapper should be chayiv malchus for the lav of lo signif, and therefore they're only coming to say la kaisai, and it's the second pair who said testimony to the mechira that are considered the ones that were going to perhaps put this kidnapper, if what they were saying was true, to death, and therefore if they're Eidim Zaymim, they should be put to death. It should be comparable to the situation of the two pair of Eidim by Ben Sarah and Myra. Says the Gemara, V'chitema, if you'll say that that would not be an argument, that the Eid Geneva cannot say that all they were coming to do was just to get this person to get Malchus, because Chizki perhaps is of the opinion, the Loilaki, that if Edom say, that if somebody is a Gaon of Nefoshes, there is no Malchus, says the Gemara V'Itmar, I'll prove to you, says the Gemara, that Chizki is actually of the opinion that there is Malchus under such situations, because it says in a Braisa, Eidi Geneva Nefesh Shehuzma, it witnesses to a kidnapping, were disqualified because of a hazama, says the Braisa, we have a machloikis of Chizki v'Rabbi Yochanan. One man Dama says that those Edim, because of the punishment of Kasha Zomam, will be chayiv loikim, will be chayiv malkis. The Charama, one man Dama says, ain't loikim. But we don't know who holds what. V'mrinim, but the Gemara says, testayim, the Chizki Dama loikim, I'll prove to you that Chizki is the man Da'omer that says in that case that the Edom will get Malchus. Since Chizki is of the man Da'omer that we just learned, that if one pair of Edom say testimony to the kidnapping, and another pair says testimony to the selling, that Ein Arogim, there won't be a Chiv Misa. So since there won't be a Chiv Misa, this is not considered a Lav Hanitin Lasaurus Mises Bezdin. And any lav that's not, that cannot leave to death, is chayiv malchus. Because if we're going to say that that braisa follows the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, kimin d'amin narogim, since Rabbi Yochanan, as we just learned at the beginning of this sugya, is of the opinion that the, even the Edom who say that he was kidnapped, that he was a kidnapper, and the Edom that say that he sold him, are all chayiv misa, so this is a lav, Havle lav shenitin lasaros mises bezdin. This is a situation that could end up with asaros mises bezdin. And the halacha is that kol lav shenitin lasaros mises bezdin ain't loikin alav. So it can't be that this would be a case of malchus. So it must be that Chizki is of the opinion that somebody who testifies falsely that there was a kidnapping, and then it turns out to be Eid Zomim, it's Chayiv Malchus. So, Iyu Loilaki. Now, if the kidnapper wouldn't get Malchus, any Haychalaki, the Eid Zomim can't get Malchus, we know there's a rule, Vasisim Loi Kash Zomim Lasis Lachiv. So, if they get Malchus, that means the kidnapper will get Malchus. So now, going back to our Gemara, since those who testify to kidnapping can say that their purpose in their testimony was just to get the kidnapper, get Malchus, so now the second pair who say that the kidnapper sold the victim, they alone are the ones that are accomplishing that there should be a Chiv Misa here. So why is it different than the case of Ben Sarah and Meirer, that everybody agrees, including Chizkiya, that the second pair is mechuyu, that the second pair would be mechuyu misa? Ella amra papa, the edim that come and say that we, that if they testified falsely that the kidnapper stole the victim, and then it turns out that they're Eidei Zomimim, Kulam Olai Pligi Narogim, everybody will agree that such Eidim should be executed. Ki Pligi, the Machloikas between Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan, is regarding the Eidei Geneva, the Eidim who come and say only about the kidnapping. Chizki Yomar, Chizki's opinion will be Ein Narogim, Geneva L'chuda Kaima, U'machur L'chuda Kaima. Each act stands by itself. And since each act stands by itself, the Eidei Geneva could say that we only came to be Mechayiv Malkus, and therefore we're not going to be ever killed. And the Eidei Mechira are the ones that will be Mechayiv Misa. Rabbi Yochanan says even the Eidei Geneva are Narogim, because Geneva are Schalta the Mechirihi. Geneva is considered the beginning of the, you can't have one without the other. However, so if we're going to take this line of reasoning suggesting Mar, the same should be by Adam Zimmerman, that the that the first pair should be considered the aschalto of making him a ben saramayra shenaragim, because there they could say they could argue that we didn't want to put this person to death, we only wanted to get him to get Malkus. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Hakam Moedim Ben Sarimayr. There's a situation where everybody's in agreement regarding Ben Sarimayr. Then there's another situation where everybody's in agreement, Hakam Moedim Ben Sarimayr. And then there's a case where there's a machloikus regarding Eidim by Ben Sarimayr. And Abai explains himself. Hakam Moedim Ben Sarimayr, but Eidim and Rishonim, that the first peer who came and said that he stole Shena Rogim, they could argue that our entire purpose and our testimony was Lahalkus Bono. V'hakamoydim ben Sarimayr, v'eidim achroinim, that there everybody will agree Shena Rogim. V'tachshecheidim rishonim yichoyim loyma. Since the first pair are the ones that could argue Lahalkus Bono, v'hani, so the second pair, are the witnesses, the Kula Dovaka Avdalay, that are creating that he should be a ben Sarimayr, the Tzchayiv Skila, and therefore they would be put to death if they end up being Eidim Zomimim. Or Machloikis Ben Sarimayr. When do we have a Machloikis? Where we have a situation, Shnaim Omer B'fon of Ganaf, two Eidim say that he stole money in front of us, B'shneinu Omer, and then two other Eidim say, B'fneinu Ochel, in front of us he ate the wine, ate the meat and drank the wine. And then these Eidim became Eidim Zomimim. According to Chizkiya, each Eid is a Chatzi Dover. And as we learned before, according to Chizkiya, a Chatzi Eidus is invalid, and the Eidim Zomimim would not get the Oynish. What Rabbi Yochanan accepts partial testimony will say that they're executed. Amar Rav Asi, Eidim Mechira B'Nefesh Shehuzma, if witnesses regarding a kidnapping are discredited, witnesses to the part of the selling of the kidnapped victim are discredited through Azoma, Ein Arogim. B'toch Shoch Leimer, they could always argue, Avdi Mecharti, it was my own slave that they sold. So unless it was previously established that this person was stolen, the person who was accused could always have a way out by saying, it was my own slave who I sold. Omer, Rabbi Yosef, K'man Az L'Hosh Matzah Dervashi, it follows the opinion of Akiva, Dome Dover V'loi Chatzi Dover, who says that a half a testimony is not considered a valid testimony. Since the testimony of the Mechira can only establish half of the situation here, and therefore we can't execute Eidim based on such a testimony. Amar LeRabbanan, says Rabbaya, Dik Rabbanan HaHarogim, are you saying that according to Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Kiva, such Eidim would be killed? Hametach Kamar. But the Rav Asi gave a different reason, that these people could always say that we we shouldn't be killed, because they could say that Metach Shiyach Loimer Avdi Mecharti. So that argument should not have, has nothing to do with Dover Chatzi Dover. Says the Gemara, says Abaye, Alafil Tem Rabbonin. But Loyasi Ed Geneva, we're referring to a situation, as I explained before, that it hasn't been established that this person has been stolen, and since it hasn't been established, that's why they could say, if that's the case, well, we don't know there was a Geneva here, isn't this obvious? Answers the Gemara, that even though afterwards Adam came that said that there was a kidnapping, since when the Edom of the Mechira said it, we had not yet established there was a kidnapping, we have the Mitoich. Ask tomorrow, Vekati Ma'an L'Memro. Of course, when they said their testimony, they couldn't have put anybody to death, because it hasn't been established that anybody has been kidnapped. So of course they have the excuse of Mitoich. Answers the Gemara, Lo'tzricha Deka Ma'amzi Meruze. Where the Edom to the kidnapping already showed signs that they were about to testify. That even though they didn't actually offer their testimony, but since they already signaled that they're going to show such a testimony, that should be considered that like their testimony was somewhat said, and we already have established that this person was kidnapped, and therefore we don't have a mitoich. Kamash Malon, Ramizalaf Klum, who, if they didn't say that testimony, it doesn't have any validity in halacha until the testimony has been expressly articulated.